Are we ready for this grand intro?
Here we are.
Introducing... Paulini!
That's a horror show.
Welcome, Paulini.
Oh my gosh.
To our den.
Amazing.
Why would you do that? We've got guests. We got out the good cups. And look what you've got.
Of all the introductions you've ever received, I hope that was the most heartwarming.
That was great.
Heartwarming, stomach churning.
Now, Paulini, we're here to chat about your album, Come Alive. Mm-hmm. Before we get there, I just want to pre-warn you that at some stage this morning you will be having a ukulele challenge with Dwayne.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm ready.
Prepare the vocals.
Yes. I'll warm up.
Congratulations on a fantastic album.
Thank you.
Awesome fun, recorded from songs written around the world.
Yes, I was very blessed to get signed to an amazing publishing label, Albert's. And I basically just, you know, they got me to go around to different music camps all around nearly all around the world.
Yeah.
So I went to LA, Paris, all of Europe, China.
Isn't that remarkable?
It is.
When you found out that that's what the next few months had in store for you, to travel the world and write music.
Yeah, I was a little scared just because I kind of didn't really have the experience to songwrite at that time. So I was a little kind of like, oh no, you know, I wasn't sure. But as soon as I started, you know, getting into the writing, the studios and writing with different artists, different producers, it just kind of flowed. I was very, very thankful for that.
And what goes on at a songwriting boot camp? Like, is it, you know, push-ups in the morning and then
you write songs? That's ridiculous.
It's not an exercise kind of.
What do you do at songwriting boot camp?
But surely you don't just sit around the table.
You write songs.
40 hours a day writing songs.
So, okay, basically we're in like a massive studio where there's different rooms and they have like a schedule of what writer, what producer, or another, you know, artist.
And do they go like, here's a word, write a song? I mean, how does that work?
No. I don't like kind of writing to suit an artist or for myself. I just kind of, whatever comes up, we go with the flow.
A lot like Dan's ukulele playing.
I just like to play. Is there pressure one of these boot camps to come up with something? Like, could you leave one of the camps not having come up with anything and that would be okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Like, sometimes it doesn't work out. Like, I remember doing a session once and I just didn't gel with the producer and, you know, after 3 hours we were like, okay, I don't think this is working.
I feel your pain.
Do you get it?
Yeah. Three hours ago, this is not working.
In a moment, let me play for you a little chord progression.
Uh-huh.
And in a moment, you will challenge Dwayne to sing along to this.
He's clearing his throat to play his ukulele.
Warming up.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
Then it goes, boom ba dum ba dum.
That's awesome.
That's it. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Imagine being at a songwriting camp with that.
Yeah.
Let's do Air It All Out, the single off this.
Sure.
Or one of the singles off this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Paulini, our guest this morning at Hope 103.2, Brekkie, it's 8:36.
About give and take, but what we built was fake. This love is going.
melted. I finally opened my eyes. To see I'm getting stronger. Yeah, I am standing taller. Someone you won't recognize. Gotta take the first step. Cause boy, there's nothing left. I'm feeling empty inside. It's all about give and take. But what we built was fake. This love is sorrow. I ain't gonna cry no tears. I see a new tomorrow. Behind the sorrow, I ain't gonna cry no tears. I see a new tomorrow.
That is Paulini on Hope 103.2.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
At 20 to 9. Jasper, now tell us, how long had that song been in your head for before it was out for the world?
Okay, I wrote that song 4 years ago.
Man.
Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, that's an oldie, but a goodie.
Just been lingering in the back of the mind.
Yeah.
And finally it's out for the world.
Yeah.
There's a lesson for us all, Daniel, to process things before we give them air.
Speaking of which,
air it all out. Brand new single.
It's come time.
Yeah.
To have the ukulele challenge, Pauline.
No.
And so it's very simple. I'm sure you can put this down on your resume that you sung.
Yes.
With me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to play a chord progression on the ukulele. That's a progression of chords.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of them are actually chords. Oh. It sounds like this. And then ends, bump-a-dump-a-dump.
Nice.
That's what we're going to do.
Right.
You just have to put words to it.
Oh,
and
no,
then
okay.
Dwayne's going to have a turn, and then we're going to pick the winner.
All right, cool. Okay, I can try. I'll try my best.
Are you ready? Yeah. I can't guarantee that I'll play in time.
Yeah, or the same way.
Or that I'll play the same way.
Yeah.
Or that I'll even...
You're going to slow it down a bit so we can feel the Paulini
sure.
vibe.
Yeah, okay. We need. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. You're right.
Station Hope 103.2. La 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 la. My favorite station Hope 103.2. La 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 la.
Here we go, beginning. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah! Paulini!
Yeah!
Love it!
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yes!
I am not doing anything after that.
Dwayne Jeffries.
No, there is no way in the world.
I told you should have gone first.
Come on,
Dwayne. No, I
know. We'll just do a little quick one.
Go.
Gotta sing.
My favourite radio station is Paulini's.
Wow. That was... All right, let's give it some thought.
That's awesome. Good on you. Good on you. That's a good shot.
Now, you're used to the whole talent show vibe, so we're now going to open that contest up to the public.
Oh, great.
On 1-300-40-2020.
Okay.
And we're going to pick a vote at random.
Yes.
To win Paulini's album.
They have to vote for you or Paulini.
Well, you can vote for whomever you wish. I'm not the judge, so we'll just take a voter at random. Ooh. And if you'd like to have a quick chat with Paulini, she's here as well.
1-300-40-2020 to have a chat and win Paulini's latest album signed.
Paulini this morning, her brand new album, Come Alive, is out right now. And we've already played the single. We've corrupted her career by having her play with Dan's ukulele.
I thought it was rather lovely.
It was awesome.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Awesome. Paulini
now
says.
We're going to give away a copy of the album.
Signed.
Awesome. Yeah.
Signed. Hajaratu is on the line. Good morning, Hajaratu.
Good morning.
Now, did you hear Paulini sing and Dwayne sing?
Yes.
And who do you think should win?
Paulini,
yeah.
Oh, thank you, Hajaratu. Sorry, Wayne.
That's
thanks so much.
Fair enough. Is there anything you'd like to ask Paulini?
Thanks, Kayla, for continuing to sing. And I love when she sings and I love all her music and I love what she sings against Wayne.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Hajaratu, did you love the ukulele playing? You did. Excellent. All right, Hajaratu, you hang on the line and we'll send you out a signed album. I might scribble on it too. That's great.
Paulini, thanks so much for coming on in. It's early for an entertainer and a muso to get up and rock into a radio studio. We're very grateful you did.
Oh, all good. Thank you for having me, guys.
Anytime. Come Alive is the name of the album.